being with other people, sometimes there are words flowing out of my heart, and regular last time all the words are a little bit, oh no, it's not true, it's not what
it's
I want to say. I had a lot of words always, and now sometimes the words fall away, but I feel so naked without words.
It only shows that how much you're already in contact with truth, otherwise you couldn't even see it. It shows how mature you are. That's why I say to the two of you, don't bother. Just don't bother. Relax in it. You couldn't see it if you had not a very profound contact with what you already are. It's just a stage in your unfolding, in your opening. It is a stage, and don't be concerned with it.
I can feel very sad with it.
Somehow this is a little bit also what Kambira mentioned yesterday, this sadness. It is something that is forever finished. You know it, that something is just saying goodbye in you. I felt it also with you yesterday. There's something in you that knows it has come to an end. And you know you cannot go back. So, like that you have outgrown the child, for instance, that was so pleased in the sandbox and was so pleased with Lego to play, and you know it's gone forever. And this I see in the three of you. There's something there that is, that you realize so profound, is gone forever. And the new is finding its way to show to you, but it's not fully there. Right? And that is this sadness. The old is really saying goodbye. And it has served us up to this point. And now it's letting loose. And this can be such a vulnerable situation, because the old is going and the new is not fully there yet. So naked. So naked. All our habits are going, all our conditions are going, all our control that we seem to have, all our securities, your whole life is open, isn't it? Now you don't know exactly where to go, what to do. You have it on all levels. Huh? So, gosh, isn't this naked? Isn't this vulnerable? But is this also not full of potential? If we dare to allow this nakedness, just to endure it, just to be with it, and not fill it up, and not cover it up. But just be with it. If we dare to just endure it, something from much deeper can come to you, yeah. And show. But all of you are strong enough to endure it, to just be with it. This profound insecurity and nakedness, yeah. To just relax in it. And these are really moments where there is an invitation for an ever deeper surrender. It is okay. It is okay. Whatever you want, it is okay. It is okay. And this surrender that we are always talking about in the spiritual world is never to a person. Actually, it is to existence itself. It's never to a person. Never. It cannot be. It's to life itself.